Good afternoon and welcome to the midday. I'm Stephanie Elkins. Norman Gilliland is away, but I'm not alone in the studio. Paired to perfection. That's what the Philadelphia Inquirer wrote after Christina and Michelle Naughton performed with the Philadelphia Orchestra. And it certainly applies to their musical abilities, but also to their relationship. They're identical twins. Christina and Michelle are my guests this afternoon. They grew up in Madison, and they've been studying at the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia, where they both received full scholarships and they hold fellowships. They've played all over the country, and their current schedule includes performances in Munich and Hong Kong and Milwaukee. They're here today because they're playing with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra tonight. Welcome to the midday, Christina and Michelle.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's great to be here.
Now, I mentioned that you grew up in Madison. We're going to want to know, where did you go to school?
Yes, that's correct. We went to school at Our Lady Queen of Peace for grade school, Jefferson Middle School, and Memorial High School.
All right. So how old were you when you started piano lessons, and did you start together?
We were 4 years old at the time. I mean, that's what I was told. I don't remember like the day I started or anything, but we actually started entirely having separate lessons. We started with our mom, actually, and it was, I think, what was it, like 10, 20 minutes a day, maybe?
Yeah,
I mean, that's how long a
four-year-old can
concentrate. And I just remember that was something I really looked forward to every day, just that time that each of us spent alone with our mom and having her show us some things. And it was just about, she wanted to share with us something that she thought was really beautiful. And we just took a liking to it, and we even got candy afterwards, too, which made it even better.
Candy is a nice inducement for practicing. when did it get serious for you, and did that happen for both of you at the same time?
Wow, it's even hard to remember, because I don't actually remember there ever being a moment where music wasn't really a big part of my life, because even, I think, before I even touched the instrument, I would almost say that music was something that I loved, you know, maybe subconsciously, but I think, actually, my mom tells us that when we were, how old were we, like two? It was before we could talk.
It was before we could even talk.
One thing we used to like to do was watch videos of kids singing, or like children's videos of kid songs. And one day she put in the video and had us sitting on the couch watching it. And then she looked over to check on us. It was kind of a sad song, I think. And we were just sitting there silently, and apparently there were tears rolling down our cheeks.
Wow.
So, I mean, I guess she thought maybe music must move them somehow. And it was kind of funny, though, because that night she put on the song again to show my dad. But then the second the song came on, we ran away. So I guess we just didn't want to be sad anymore.
Well, it sounds like you were emotionally connected to music.
I don't remember.
Who did you study with? Who did you take piano lessons with besides your mother in Wisconsin?
Oh, we were lucky enough to have a chance to study with our very own Christopher Taylor.
Professor of music.
Yes.
At the University of Wisconsin in Madison. Renowned pianist, my goodness.
Yes.
I think he was
a
finalist at the Van Cliburn.
Bronze medals.
Yeah. When did you start studying? How old were you both when you were, now, is this, again, are you doing this together? You're taking lessons together? Or
Continue. Even now, we take lessons both separately and together. But we actually didn't start playing together until we were about 16, I would say.
Really?
Yeah. But we always attend each other's lessons, so mm-hmm. always had the same teachers, too. So
Christopher Taylor, what a wonderful way to start.
Yes, absolutely.
Some serious study.
Yeah.
You're here because tonight you're going to be performing the Mendelssohn Piano Concerto in E major with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. But you've brought some other recordings along, including something that includes music by Ravel, La Valse.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about this piece?
Yeah, well, probably most people have probably heard it as an orchestral work, and it's also written for solo piano. And, I mean, a lot of people tell a interesting story about the piece, that it's about, you know, the demise of European civilization or the crumbling of a society. But at one point, I think I fell upon a letter by Ravel or something that he had written himself. And he actually said that, you know, he didn't intend that to be really the story at all. It's just kind of a waltz that, like, spins out of control. It's a Viennese waltz. But, I mean, the story kind of goes along, yeah. Nicely. So I like to think about it that way anyways. But
well, let's hear this performance. Where was this recorded?
This was actually recorded in Munich pretty recently.
Yeah, recently.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's handy to have MP3s and computers, and so we've burned this onto a CD. So in Munich, this is Christina and Michelle Naughton performing La Valse for Two Pianos by Maurice Ravel. La Valse by Maurice Ravel, in a performance in Munich in the Ukulesaal by Christina and Michelle Naughton, who are my guests this afternoon here on the Midday. Well, you mentioned that sort of was those were waltzes, but also gave the impression of all kinds of whirling out of control. We certainly heard that there. Wow. Two pianos, two pianists, identical twins. And will you be playing on similar pianos tonight?
Yes. Actually, we're very lucky. They're wonderfully matched.
Well matched and both great pianos. So,
does it happen that sometimes you don't have that situation?
Oh, absolutely. All kinds of things can happen with two pianos. Yeah.
Do you also play piano forehand repertory?
Oh, yes, a lot. Yes. Usually our concerts are about, I would say, maybe like the first quarter is maybe solo piano music, and then like another, you know, quarter, a little bit more than that will be piano forehands, and then second half is generally two piano. That's when we do recitals.
Now, I have a sister and a brother, and we used to do little things, you know, Bach stuff together, sitting on the same piano bench, and it wasn't always pretty. Do you get along, or can you tell each other, oh, you're going too far? I mean, you have to...
We're pretty honest. Yeah, we're very honest with each other. I mean, it's probably one of the only times we really fight is when we play forehands or two piano together, but I think it's probably more of a good thing than a bad thing. We definitely come up with things neither of us would come up with on our own, for sure. I mean, we'll disagree at first, and it'll be a little unpleasant for a while, but yeah, it's well worth it, and it's actually a fun process.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you don't have to be diplomatic as you would if you were playing with another musician, or, you know.
Yeah, it's a little different. I guess the good thing about being twins is that it's completely equal. Like, I mean, like, back and forth, I mean, like, yeah. It's not like one of us is making more all the decisions, or one of us is much older than the other, so it's like,
it's a collaborative kind of a situation.
We don't have, you know, any of these, like, ESP things that people, all these Wonder Twins have, but we do kind of speak the same language in the way that we've always had, you know, the same teachers, same kind of musical background and all that, so we can talk to each other in a way almost like, you know, almost like code
language.
So rehearsal goes faster that way, for sure.
Will you have some friends and family in the audience then tonight?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. We are so happy to be back in this community that formed us. I mean, it was a really loving community here. All our wonderful teachers, friends, family. And I mean, now we're living our adult lives in kind of this fast-paced, you know, environment. And just thinking back on this, like, idyllic childhood, almost, it really makes a difference. It's like the kind of upbringing that really puts marrow in your backbones,
Yeah, Wisconsin is a pretty special state,
yes.
And this is a pretty special community, a wonderful place to raise a family, but also to nurture this kind of musical background that you have. Now, you've just been signed to about the biggest management company in the world. How did that come about?
Wow. Kind of, actually, it's quite a surprise. It just kind of happened by recommendations
by concert presenters.
And it just kind of...
After that, I didn't even really know what happened.
They heard some music.
Some of our playing. And yeah, happy news.
And so now you're with Columbia Artists Management, commonly known as CAMI.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's huge. Congratulations. Well, let's hear another piece that was recorded, I assume, also in Munich. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And this is a little bit shorter piece, Paganini Variations, but by Polish composer Lutosławski.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about the piece?
Yeah, he actually, I think he wrote this to play with his friend, actually, in a bar, which is
around the time of World War II.
Yeah.
And I mean, I remember first learning this thing, like, wow, if this is the kind of music that's been played, that's, you know, being played in bars, well, I'm like, yeah, all the more reason.
All right. Let's hear Christina and Michelle, who, by the way, are just barely old enough to go into a bar.
Yeah, I learned this before.
At 22. This is Witold Lutosławski's Paganini Variations. Lutosławski's Paganini Variations, performed by my guests this afternoon on the midday, Christina and Michelle Naughton. Gorgeous recording. They are performing tonight with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. They'll be doing the Concerto for Two Pianos in E Major by Mendelssohn, and coordinating with the chamber choir and with each other, and making some magic on the stage in Madison tonight. If you'd like information about the concert, you can go to wcoconcerts.org, or tickets are available at 608-258-4141. Well, Christina and Michelle, good luck in your careers. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you.
It was a pleasure.